أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 24 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again addressing the believers. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul, respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha da'akum, when He calls you, lima yuhyikum, to that which gives you life. The question is, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about life, that Allah is calling you towards what gives you life? So some ulama have given different interpretations with regards to it. Some have said it is Islam in itself. Others have said it is the Quran Sharif. Others have said it is the Haqq. In other words, the truth. And some have said it is jihad fi sabilillah. And then we get those ulama, they say that it is all of this put together. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us to a real life. In other words, what gives our heart life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ahkam of deen. Wa innal akhirata lahiyal hayawan. And the real and the true life is the life of the Akhirah. So hence, it is this deen and it is this iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has called us towards, that if we fulfill the requisites of this kalima, we've recited it, and then we have full belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we practice upon it, then that is that life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us in this world. Insofar as our hearts are concerned, it will be alive, and then the real life of the hereafter. Thereafter Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes between man and his heart. One aspect of this verse is, or this part of the ayah is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like He says in Surah Qaf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil wareed. Allah ta'ala is closer to you than your jugular vein. Like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is between us and our hearts. Allah ta'ala is so close to us. And another aspect of this ayah is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to carry out a deed. For example, it comes into the heart of a person that I should give out some sadaqah. Or it comes into the heart of a person that I should perform 2 rakat salat. And then a person should do that immediately, because one does not know how Allah ta'ala will come between us and that intention insofar as our taqdeer is concerned. Possibly, probably a person becomes ill and sick, or a person has some other need for his wealth, is unable to read that 2 rakats, is unable to give out the sadaqah. So on the onset of the intention, we should try and carry it out, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes between us and our hearts, us and our intention. Insofar as our taqdeer is concerned, we don't know what lies ahead of us. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these two aspects in one ayat. And thereafter Allah says, وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And certainly it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will be gathered, and that is on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once performing salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him, but he was in his salat. He completed the salat, but he cut the salat short. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ubay, did you not hear this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. That you ought to have responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately. Sayyidina Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if ever this happens, then I will curtail that salat, I will stop that salat there, and I will respond to your call. So this was that physical demonstration that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given. However, to respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam means that whatever they have commanded us to do, at whichever time we should fulfill that command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.